Notes on usage. 1. When Vietnamese people are talking about an amount of food in a restaurant, they often omit the words denoting food containers. For instance, they say
một phở bò
instead of
một bát phở bò, hai nem cua bể
instead of
hai đĩa nem cua bể,
and
ba cà phê sữa đá
instead of
ba cốc cà phê sữa đá.
2. The article is used at the beginning of a sentence to imply that the speaker recalls something he or she has almost forgotten.
Tôi quên chưa ghi số điện thoại của anh.
Oh, I almost forgot to write down your phone number. 3. The kinship term
chú,
uncle, may function as personal pronoun not only between two people related to each other as an uncle and a nephew or niece, but also as the second personal pronoun in colloquial Vietnamese. It is used by an older person when he or she is addressing a younger male person and sounds friendly. 4. The phrase
một ít
with the meaning a little is used to indicate a small amount of something expressed mostly by uncountable or mass nouns.
Một ít tiền, một ít thời gian, một ít bánh mì.
The English phrase a little bit also has the meaning to some degree, rather. He is a little anxious. She is a little sick. The Vietnamese equivalent is
hơi,
as introduced in lesson 10, for example.
Ông ấy hơi lo, bà ấy hơi ốm.
5. In Vietnamese, there are many words indicating rice, depending on the types of rice and the different stages of growing, processing, and cooking it. The most common words are
lúa, thóc, gạo,
and
cơm. Lúa
denotes rice plants and paddies. When rice is gathered and removed from the stems, it is called
thóc. Gạo
is husked rice. When rice is cooked and ready for eating, it is called
cơm.
6. In conversational Vietnamese, when speaking about an amount of money, people usually omit the word
nghìn.
For instance,
một trăm
is used instead of
một trăm nghìn, năm trăm
instead of
năm trăm nghìn.